morning.
Listen to Mark and Neanderthal when you get to work with the free KSLX app. 100.7 KSLX.
As soon as I can, I'm going to get outside and take a look at this super blue blood moon because it's started like 3 minutes ago. That was like the official start of it.
Yeah, this is supposed to.
Now it's 5:54.
Yeah, this is the big deal. This is like the prime viewing apparently right now. What it is a super blue blood moon. Now the blue moon is apparently the second full moon of a month. All right, and with us being on the 31st, we got two full moons this month.
Yes.
Then the fact that it's a blood moon is because there's an eclipse going on, and the shine of the sun is coloring the moon red, which is the blood. And then the super part of the moon is that it's brighter and closer to the Earth.
It's just because it's fabulous.
Yes, it looks fabulous. Yeah. You keep this in mind, though. I mean, it's good that we know what this means, because in past years, like in civilizations long ago, somebody would die today.
Yeah, somebody would have to be sacrificed because they'd think the gods were angry.
The gods were angry at us, and they'd either had to sacrifice a virgin or burn a city.
Right.
You know, like some village would have to be pillaged.
Or throw someone into a giant pit.
Molten lava,
Well, then pour in melted, molten whatever afterward. Yeah,
and then sacrifice that
person.
Or this would be when the strike comes. You know, when the red sky is, when the moon is red in the sky, the armies will advance.
Nowadays, all it means is that it's time for Mark and Neanderthal's Middle School.
Good morning, it's Mark and Neanderthal. Who do we have?
Yeah,
it's
Dave.
Hi, Dave. Welcome to the radio program. How are you this morning?
Doing great. How about yourself?
I can't hear Dave.
What happened to Dave. We have some sort of hum in the background.
That's very weird.
You know what it is? It's the super blue blood moon is messing with our phone right now.
All right. Well, give us a call right now, I guess, because Dave sounds terrible. 480-470-KSLX. 480-470-KSLX. And we'll take caller number 7 to get you in to Mark and Neanderthal's Middle School.
Right.
Right after this.
They wrapped up that investigation in Hawaii. I remember a couple of weeks ago they had the false missile alert.
Right.
And, you know, we asked about it in Mark and Neanderthal's Middle School. They finally got to the bottom of it, and the head of Hawaii's emergency alert agency has stepped down. He's resigned, and the guy who pushed the button has been fired. So it's actually kind of comforting, right?
Yeah, both of those seem like logical conclusions to the entire investigation. Because, first of all, the head of the Hawaii Emergency Management System should have been fired for that picture that was published like 2 days after the event. Remember, they did an interview and a profile on the guy that's responsible for the emergency management system, and he's sitting on a desk in like the big control room where they have the emergency management system, and there was a computer screen with a little post-it note on the bottom, which was the password to get into the emergency management system.
That's great.
I can imagine when the guy took that picture, they were like, Come here. Mike, come here. Look at this. You believe this?
Yeah.
This guy should be fired. And he was.
At
least he stepped down.
Hopefully he changed the password.
Yeah, I would think so.
He was let go.
The password was poi, by the way. Poi.
I tell you what, I've screwed up at jobs, but I've never pressed a false missile alert and told everybody it was for real. Of course, I've never been in the position. I think one of my biggest screw-ups at work was it was a high school job. I was a cashier at one of the supermarkets.
Okay.
Waldbaum's. Which I grew up on Long Island, if you couldn't guess that already.
Yeah, Waldbaum's on Long Island, you say.
So
the odds are pretty good.
They told you don't let
anybody.
Is
there only one?
No, there's tons of them.
Yeah, I thought so.
It's a chain.
Yeah.
They said don't let anybody that you know into your line.
That's a rule?
That was store policy, and I did.
It's like a family friend or something like that? You're not allowed to have. If you know the person in line, do you have to push them out of line, tell them to go somewhere else?
Tell them to go to a different line.
No kidding. That's a weird rule.
Well, they didn't want you giving anybody any favors, and she had so many coupons, I just stopped checking the expiration date, and there were some bogus coupons in there, expired coupons, and I got fired for that.
You were fired for that.
They were very strict.
At Waldbaum's. Yeah, I imagine they were.
Yeah.
Mine is, I work for my uncle at a convenience store, you know, kind of like a Quick Trip type deal. And I tried to find out one day, because, you know, when you work at a convenience store, there's a lot of downtime. And there's the Massachusetts State Lottery. You know, you could bet on four numbers. Their daily number was a four-number combination. So I tried to figure out, if I bet a dollar on every combination possible to try and win in the daily number, how much would that cost? So I punched it all into the computer, and I fired it up, and it came out to $980. There were 980 combinations that you could bet $1 on for the four-number combination.
Did you actually spend spend that?
No, like the store's money?
Or?
No. I avoided it and threw it out. You know, I mean, I avoided the whole thing. But I didn't realize that at the end of the day, you know, somebody has to count the lottery receipts and lottery sales and stuff because the store is monitored for that by the state. So my uncle turns to me and goes, hey, did you make a $980 bet on the lottery today? I go, no, I voided it out, Jim. What's going on? He goes, where's the receipt? I go, I threw it in the dumpster. He goes, go get it. So I had to go dumpster diving to go get that. I found the receipt, thankfully.
Yes.
Because my uncle, but and I didn't get fired because he's my uncle. What's he going to do?
That's good.
You know what I mean? But I remember that.
All right. So 480-470-KSLX. What's yours, buddy?
When I was a paper boy, when I was just a kid, I rode my bike into a pool.
With all the newspapers?
Of course.
How did you ride into a pool?
It was in an apartment complex, and it was real tight, and there was pool furniture, and I just lost my balance and went into the pool.
Oh, man.
And that's now you know why we're legally required to have fences around pools.
Yeah.
Because people need to get their paper.
It was the paper boy.
Yeah.
The paper boy.
That's how that worked out, yeah.
Yes, there is a super blue blood moon happening right now. It's a little red in the sky. It's a little obscured because there's a lunar eclipse going on. You know, it is as advertised. It looks like they said it would look. But if I didn't know, I wouldn't even notice it, I don't think.
And if you just woke up, really not worth looking out the window for. It's not. I mean, we're going to get another one in 2034.
Oh, yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So we don't have long to wait.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's not that long. It's 17 years? That's all right.
It's, well.
15 years.
Did you 30? That's 16 years.
16
right
years?
Now. Yeah.
All right.
It's 626.
Can you show your work by any chance?
We were just talking about screwing up at work because that guy who pressed the false missile alert in Hawaii got fired yesterday.
Well, he should have. I mean, let's face it. That's a monumental screw up.
That is a major one.
Yeah.
So maybe you don't have one that's as major, but maybe you've got a story here. 480-470-KSL. Alex.
That's pretty easy. I was a union painter back east. My father was a union contractor. We were painting an American Eagle storefront, and it was all done in oil paint. So I completed the whole thing half a day, went and got my father to show him, brought him there, and said it looked great. Newspaper was there taking pictures for the new mall opening up, and I had painted the entire storefront the wrong color.
Oh, boy.
What was it supposed to be?
It was supposed to be green. It was American Eagle, and they gave me gray paint.
Right, so. Well, that's not your screw-up, though. That's their screw-up. They gave you the gray paint.
Well,
right?
He may just be putting that on them. Maybe he did screw up. But you know what? It's not really a screw-up because he said he was a union painter, so that meant the job was going to last longer. So if you're in the union, is that really
a screw-up? No. It just means a little overtime is what that means. Unfortunately, you'll have to put in for a little overtime at union rate. God, that's what a horrible mistake you've made.
Yeah.
All right, this begs the eternal question. Gray, G-R-A-Y, G-R-E-Y?
I've seen it both ways, so I don't know. What is there a difference?
Are they
both acceptable?
I was taught, now I don't think there's any difference, to be honest with you, but I was taught that G-R-A-Y is applied to inanimate objects, and G-R-E-Y is applied to living things. Like if you have a gray car.
Gray elephant.
If your car is gray, it's G-R-A-Y. If an elephant is gray, it's G-R-E-Y.
We'll have to check and give you the actual fact on that.
I don't know that there is one.
When we do fake facts.
Oh, okay.
Which will be momentarily.
All right, cool. We'll do that. We'll give you a real fact, and then we'll confuse you by giving you a ton of fake facts.
Okay.
All right, there you go.
It's time now for some Mark and Neanderthal fake facts.
Okay, so we will mix up some fake news and some alternative facts and give you fake facts, but first, the word on gray.
It's acceptable either way.
Yes.
Either way, if you spell G-R-E-Y or G-R-A-Y, it's acceptable. Traditionally, G-R-A-Y is the American spelling. G-R-E-Y is the English spelling, which is why people from the Northeast see G-R-E-Y and use G-R-E-Y more often than people in the other parts of the country, because obviously that's where England settled.
Yeah.
So that's where they most commonly used it, that spelling. But both spellings are acceptable. There you go.
Now let's get on to the nonsense.
Right. Everything you're about to hear from this point forward has been completely fabricated for misinformational purposes, and if you spread this information at work, you'll look like an idiot, and we'll laugh uproariously.
When people want to find out about their roots, they use Ancestry DNA.
Right.
When people in Kentucky and West Virginia want to find out about their roots, they use Incestry DNA.
Ah, yes, right. The new service, right.
Yes.
That's when they take your spit cup and they find out where you're from. It's from the same people that brought you FarmersOnly.com, isn't it?
Yeah, it costs only one hog.
Well,
to have that studied for you.
Well, you know, funny that you mention that because the Count of Monte Cristo died from cardiac arrest after eating too many fried ham and cheese sandwiches. I don't know if you knew that.
Breaded and fried.
And fried ham and cheese sandwiches. Yeah. Yep.
That's an interesting fact.
One too many fried ham and cheese sandwiches.
Yeah.
That was the end of the Count of Monte Cristo.
It'll kill you.
Yep. Sort of ironic, don't you think?
Yes, it's very ironic.
Mm-hmm.
When someone named Lance is wrongfully convicted and sent to prison, the people who work to get him released are called freelance activists.
Oh, no. No death row inmate has ever asked for tofu as his last meal, but if he did, it would be denied under statutes banning cruel and unusual punishment.
So, exactly.
Yeah, that's why that's never happened.
Nice.
So there you go.
So I just went outside to look at the super blue blood moon again.
Jesus, all right.
And it's gone.
No.
At least I didn't see it.
Somebody stole the moon.
maybe it's over.
Super blue blood moon. That's the official title of it, right?
Yes. Does it not sound like something you'd order at the drive-thru at Starbucks? I'll have a super blue blood moon, please, make a decaf.
You have a venti super blue blood moon, please? Or something that Tom Cruise whipped up in Cocktail.
Yes.
You know? Hey, you probably want to order the super blue blood moon, huh? I'm not gay.
I never really understood the movie Cocktail. I'm like, give me my drink.
Yeah, I know.
I don't want to see a dance.
For those people who want their alcohol with all the flavor of a Benihana restaurant, it's exactly what's going on there. Here's what we need to do. We need to acknowledge stupidity, and boy, there's no dearth of that anywhere. We find a cavalcade of stupidity every day, and we have to present it to you because we wouldn't be doing our job if we didn't present the Mark and Neanderthal Dumbass of the Day.
Yeah, and you can absolutely find this at the Mark and Neanderthal Facebook page and at KSLX.com.
Okay, then, where are we going?
Fort Myers, Florida.
Haven't
been to Florida in a while.
No, we have not. I miss Florida.
In Fort Myers, Florida, Crystal Baton works at a Winn-Dixie liquor store. Crystal Baton sounds like something that a very important conductor might use.
Or it sounds like her porn name.
Maybe so.
Yep.
But that's what the lead majorette uses.
Mm-hmm.
Not only do people buy liquor there at the Winn-Dixie, but they also sell lottery tickets.
Yeah, Winn-Dixie's it's like a Fry's.
Yeah. So on Monday of last week, Crystal was behind the counter when a customer came in customer came in with what he thought was a winning ticket.
Sure.
So he asked Crystal about it, and she said, yes, sir, you have one. And she gave him his $5 prize.
Oh, that's nice. That's not bad.
The customer then left the store, but the guy had not only won $5.
Oh, no.
The ticket was actually worth $600, which meant Crystal pocketed a cool $5.95.
All right. Well, that's the lottery fee, right? That's the cashier's fee.
As Jeff Spicoli would say, righteous bucks.
Right, sure.
But very bad luck for Crystal. The guy who turned in the ticket was not your average clueless schlub.
Are you kidding me?
He was an undercover investigator for the Florida Lottery Commission's security division. You busted.
Of all the stores you could have walked into, you walked into mine.
Crystal has been fired.
Yeah, well, obviously.
Charged with grand larceny. Or larceny grand theft. And now the good citizens of Fort Myers can buy their lottery tickets and liquor from the Winn-Dixie with peace of mind, knowing that the Florida Lottery Commission's security division is on the job. Ever stalwart, ever vigilant.
Unbelievable. What are the odds?
Bad luck for Crystal Baton, the Mark and Neanderthal dumbass of the day.
Truly a beautiful story you just told.
Mark and Neanderthal.
I love
100.7 KSLX. Everybody's got a story and they want tickets. So we listen.
That's one of the best parts about what we do. We get to give away tickets to everybody for shows before you can buy them. And we're doing Def Leppard and Journey this time around. We'll have Elton John tickets tomorrow morning at 7:00. We'll do ticket recall for Skynyrd and Bad Company and the Outlaws. But people that don't win tickets have the most amazing stories and try to come up with the most detailed, complicated plans. capers to try and get us to go, oh, then let's just give you some tickets.
And she's telling
me. I wish we could.
Well, she's telling me that her husband, Ken, introduced her to classic rock like a year ago, and Def Leppard was their first show. Now she's a freak about classic rock.
Sure,
listens
right.
all the time. But
I know.
But
I've heard it all before.
Our winner, Ray from Surprise, I'm sorry to tell you, the show is September 7th.
Right.
His birthday is September 6th, so it's kind of like a birthday present for him.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know what? He can just take me. I'm just kidding.
Wow. All right.
Oh hey, my gosh.
You have a fantastic day, all right?
Hey, you do the same. I just want to say hi to my husband, Ken Kessler. I love you. Thank you. Bye, guys.
See ya.
Right after saying you'd go to a concert with another man, you love your husband. Perfect.
Because he'd let her. That's why she loves him.
Yeah. I love you. Just not enough to not go to the concert with this guy.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Perfect.
It's so good. I think our winner, Ray, was married, but...
It doesn't matter.
Ray, you got options. It's always good to have options. Is it not?
Look, I know more than most. Marriage is a temporary thing. Don't worry about it. It's temporary. You can solve that. Don't worry about it.
All right. Well, good morning to Ken listening out there also. Just me? Am I missing something? Or is the Super Bowl hype very low-key this year?
I think people have got what's being referred to as Patriots fatigue.
Maybe so.
Well, you know, their second one in a row, and they've been in a whole bunch of them, and people hate the Patriots.
And people don't necessarily believe that the Eagles have a strong shot at it.
Yeah.
And
yeah, because
so,
you're talking about a guy named Nick Foles as the quarterback. I mean, yeah, it's just, I don't see the, and here's the thing, I love football. I actually love watching the Super Bowl. I like it because it's usually a great game. It's a fun, recently, they've been fantastic Super Bowls.
A lot of them.
But just not interested. A lot of people.
There's also, Minneapolis is a strange place to have it. And they're also, it's a little bit low-key there because there are so many worries about the flu spreading. They're actually, at like the NFL experience where they have all the things where, you can try and throw the football through
a
hole.
Right, yeah. They're disinfecting everything.
Constantly.
Yeah.
So the lines are moving slower because they're trying to disinfect things between each use.
It's weird because, one of the things when we have the Super Bowl in Glendale, it's because we're in such a warm weather area that there's a lot of stuff to do outside. Minneapolis is Habit Trail City.
Yeah, you can't.
Like, you really can't do anything outdoors this time of year there.
Even if it's warm there right now, unseasonably
warm,
cold. You're talking 30s or 40s at best, I would think.
Right, and it's all good to have the Super Bowl in a cold weather stadium like they did at Giant Stadium a couple years ago, but, the cold city thing just doesn't lend itself to sort of all the ancillary things that come with the Super Bowl.
I get a kick out of how, like, Philadelphia, when they played in the NFC Championship game, the city actually greased down the light poles.
Yeah, they do that in New Orleans, too, during Mardi Gras to keep people from climbing the shimmying up the poles.
It's kind of sad that a municipality actually has to make that announcement that we are greasing the poles, although they say it didn't help in Philadelphia. They slathered those poles with lard and bacon grease and Crisco, and people still climbed the poles to celebrate.
Lest there be any question as to whether or not we've evolved from monkeys, just watch that. I mean, it's a monkey behavior. What happens whenever, you see the organ grinder things, what happens? The monkey runs up your arm, jumps on your head, you know what I mean? Sometimes inappropriately touches your ear.
Yeah.
And that's what we do. We're just big monkeys is what we are. We climb poles when we get excited.
Uncivilized,
so
primitive.
Stupid.
It's
ridiculous is what we are.
But Philadelphia has now said that they're not going to grease the poles up because it didn't work. They climbed despite the grease.
Right. The Super Bowl's not in Philadelphia, but they expect if in the unlikely event the Eagles do win their first Super Bowl ever, it could be a...
Right.
Well, it's not their first one ever. They won one with Dick Vermeil, I think.
No, they didn't win one.
No, they
one,
lost
but,
that one,
but
yeah.
They, you know,
yeah,
they're still looking for their first win.
Lost it to the Raiders is what they did there.
It would be a massive celebration, but they are not going to grease the poles. In other words...
Oh, no.
They won't grease the poles, so climb right up and cheer for the Eagles, baby. They won't grease the poles, we'll laugh when you fall to the street.
Morning, it's Mark and Neanderthal.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
What's new?
Not much. Okay.
Okay, well, I just wanted to call and say hi.
Hard hitting is what that was.
Really?
Hard hitting. Nice job.
I'm not afraid to get in depth on the issues.
Yes.
There,
so. Mark Divine holding the probable accountable.
Wow. It's 100.7 KSLX. We've had some odd calls today.
Yeah, this has been a weird day. First day of the Phoenix Open. That's why.
Well, maybe so. Yeah. Now, there's a lot of strange things going on. Check this out. In Goodyear yesterday,
right?
Five 11-year-olds were treated for eating too much pot.
How much is too much?
As if there's a proper amount,
right?
I was
going to say, well, how much is too much for an 11-year-old? What's the dosage?
Yeah,
proper dosage. I mean, they are in gummies. Why wouldn't you eat them?
The proper dosage for an 11-year-old is none. But
are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. What if they've got glaucoma?
They were sent home with their parents. None of them had to go to the hospital.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Good story there.
And at a Phoenix middle school, three students were treated. And I think one of them actually had to go to the hospital for eating hot peppers, which is something you would do after you've eaten too much marijuana and think it's a good idea.
You know, I'm a bad person for saying this, and I'm going to totally cop to it and admit it. I'll own the evil that's about to come out of my mouth. But the lesson learned here is eating hot peppers is more bad for kids than eating pot.
It's worse for
kids. Dangerous to your health. Yeah, yes. Yeah. More dangerous to your health.
Certainly worse to rub in your eyes. Mm-hmm.
That's what
sure.
I'm saying.
Be careful, Witchy. One thing I've noticed, though, is that the school lunch menus, they're getting more diverse.
Yes.
Far more choices than when we were kids. We used to get excited for pizza day.
Yeah, but the most important thing about that, you notice that the similarity between the two stories? Vegetarian lunch menu.
Listen to Mark and Neanderthal when you get to work with the free KSLX app.
Sounds good and loud, huh?
100.7 KSLX.